The New York Times is reporting this morning that Postmaster Louis DeJoy will be appearing before the Senate Homeland Security Committee today at the center of a political firestorm, as recent changes aimed at reducing the Postal Service's costs, including reduced overtime, removal of mail sorting machines, have led to delays in mail delivery. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced earlier this week that Minnesota has joined a coalition of 14 states to file a lawsuit to challenge these drastic changes. And Keith Ellison is back with us on KEXE, KBXE. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Oh, happy to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us about the lawsuit and why Minnesota is involved in it.
Well, there have been a number of changes to mail delivery that the Postmaster General has made over the last several months. In fact, these changes have led to people calling my office, complaining about delays in receiving medicine, complaining about delays in receiving ballots that they've requested so that they can vote through the mails. And there have been another miscellaneous things that people expected during the mails that just didn't get on time, that are very important and in some cases involve their health, safety, things like that. And so we saw this and thought that it was a bad practice, thought that it was interfering with democracy and people's health, and therefore looked at what legal remedies might be. What we found is that the Postmaster General did not follow procedure regarding making and instituting postal changes, and the effect of it, this ignoring procedure was to violate people's civil and human rights. So we filed a lawsuit. Over 20 of us, actually, you said 14. Well, that's just in the lawsuit, the one lawsuit filed on Tuesday. There's a group of others, at least as many as six, that are filing another one. So there's a total of about 20 states that are taking action on this.
Is it by any chance a result or an excuse to say that, you know, they're short-staffed, or is it, what's going on, you think?
Well, what I think is there are a number of problems. One is that back in 2006, the Congress, before I got there, because, you know, I was in Congress for 12 years, I got there in 2006. As I got there in 2007, before I ever started, The Congress required that the post office pre-fund issues of retirement. In fact, like 75 years in advance. It's really extraordinary. No other federal government agency has to do it. No private business would do it. But what it's done is create artificial paper deficits for the post office. And the post office then looks like it's running a deficit. Actually, some people think, oh, well, because of email, they don't have the same volume of business. Not true. They have as much more volume of business in the area of parcels than they've ever had. And the post office is profitable. It doesn't cost the public a penny to run the office. It is a quasi-government corporation. And so that's the post office. Others, as these things have happened, we have seen, and as a member of Congress, I received a lot of communication on people saying the post office was inefficient, needed to be sold off, needed to be privatized. And it wasn't people who worked at the post office saying this. There were people who were in private industry who had opinions like this. And my thought is that they saw a potential profit center and just wanted to sell it off for their own benefit, in my opinion, to the detriment of the American people. So that is the backdrop. Now, fast forward. Look, the president has been saying quite a lot that he said a lot of things that were critical of voting by mail. Some states only vote by mail. Oregon, Washington, others vote by mail all the time. There's no problem with fraud with that. And yet the president has been pretty vocal critic. And at the same time, his appointee, Curtis DeJoy, Postmaster General, starts to implement all these changes that slow down the mails. And so we thought that what's really going on here is, one, a long-term project to privatize the post office, and two, a short-term project to assist a particular politician in an upcoming election.
It's Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. We heard from one of our listeners, Sherry. She is a retired postal employee. First of all, Sherry, thank you for the work you've done for our country as a mail carrier. But she said, regarding the recent removal of sorting machines in the post office distribution center, she said, this action does not save money. It slows the mail, period. Machines sort fast and accurate. It is significantly more expensive for clerks to sort the mail by hand. Can the Postmaster General DeJoy personally be held responsible to replace the destroyed machines, or who will pay? His action should be treated as a crime. What do you think?
Well, I don't have any opinion about that. What I will say is that she's right, and she knows what she's talking about when it comes to the effect of decommissioning these sorting machines. She was in there, you know, she was there from the inside. She knows her business. And I've heard that from too many people to ignore it. You know, and we've seen about three machines decommissioned, and there are three more set to be decommissioned. How is this beneficial to the American people if the goal is to get people their mail quickly, accurately, and effectively? It doesn't do that. So we think that this is unacceptable. That's why we're suing them. So that's what's going on.
Keith, do you feel, with the efforts you're making against the Postal Service to try and straighten it out, do you feel that you have enough time to get things straightened out before the election?
Well, you know, Curtis DeYoung, the Postmaster General, has said publicly that he's going to stop doing those procedures unauthorized by the law. He said he's going to just stop doing it. So now, I guess many of us on the Attorney Generals are thinking, maybe this is a good time to get into a conversation about how to get an enforceable agreement for him to stop and to reverse some of the damage that has been done, as noted by our last caller.
Yeah. Well, we also heard from Terry from Perham. He had a bunch of questions, but one of the things that he was concerned about is the postmaster's conflict of interest relating to him owning $70 million of FedEx stock. And he wondered if the U.S. Congress could appoint a temporary replacement for DeJoy, or how could Congress deal with this?
You know what? I don't think Congress can appoint someone. I think that is the prerogative of the president, but they might be able to create a situation where the president has to appoint somebody else. I don't know. That's kind of a bit above my pay grade. You know, I spent 12 years in Congress, and I think when Curtis DeJoy goes to be accountable to Congress, which he must do, I mean, the Congress has a responsibility of oversight of the administration. He's going to have to explain, you know, whether or not his personal financial holdings impact his decision-making as Postmaster General.
We are hearing that all across the nation tomorrow, people are coming out in support of the Postal Service. It's going to be happening in Grand Rapids and Bemidji as well. People coming together, and they're making sure that everyone is staying 6 feet apart and wearing a mask, even though they're outside. But what I want to ask you about is events like that. We recently heard, I think it was earlier this week, of a protest again in Wadena about a rodeo in Nimrod. And I just want to ask you a little bit about how your office deals with that, if people are intentionally not following the masking mandate, and then how people can, you know, if they're concerned about things like that going on in their community, what should they be doing?
Let me just tell you, my office, the Attorney General, we never want to have to sue anybody. We try to give good guidance. Before we file a lawsuit, we do investigations. We get statements. We get affidavits from people who were there. It is the last thing you want to do to bring a legal action against someone or some group that violates the executive order of the governor. And these executive orders are designed to do one thing: preserve life, preserve health. So, look, I just ask people to observe the law, don't try to test it, because if you do, the effect could be a negative, the health of your family. We've seen 170,000 Americans die from COVID. Our numbers are worst in the world by far. In Minnesota, we're doing relatively well because most people are observing the CDC guidelines with masking and social distancing. The governor is trying to release restrictions as quickly as he safely can with the advice of the Commissioner of Health. And so if you hear that the Attorney General has brought an action, you can rest assured that we have tried everything before that happened. There are some people who are just saying, hey, we're going to do what we want. We believe it's our liberty to be able to spread COVID, so we're going to do it, whether you say so or not. And in that case, we're left with no choice other than to bring legal action. So I say, if you want to do an event, check in with the website of the commissioner, Jan Malcolm, health commissioner. Make sure that you're observing. And don't do it because you're concerned about legal action. Do it because you're concerned about the loved ones in your family and their health.
Anything else you want to let us know about what's going on with the Postal Service or how people can support all those hardworking people across the country?
May I just say, I kind of love the post office. Even before I was AG, even before I was in Congress, it just seemed like a really cool place. Mm-hmm. It was founded by Benjamin Franklin, you know. They started hiring on a non-racial basis after the Civil War. So in a country where we've always dealt with, you know, who gets a fair opportunity, who's excluded, you know, even during the Jim Crow era, the post office was hiring people based on their skill, not based on what they look like. The post office hires more women, more veterans can go to the post office and get great employment with benefits, with a union, and it's a public institution. It's ours. How many people have collected cool stamps that commemorate our culture, our society? Look, support the post office. It's a good thing. It's our thing. And we're going to, and your AG, I'm going to defend the post office. If you hear, so send letters of support if you can. If you have a complaint, send those too. We're not trying to hide from that. But I would just say that this is a righteous fight that we're in, and I'm glad to be representing Minnesota here.
You made me feel less nerdy about being in the Benjamin Franklin Stamp Club when I was in grade school. Thank you.
You're not a nerd, man. You're doing a fine American activity.
Okay, so we've had you on several times. It's been a while. What kind of music you're listening to calm yourself down or fire yourself up around the house?
You know, I have been... My wife is from Colombia, so she's been playing a lot of, some salsa-type stuff, you know what I mean? And I've been grooving to that. So Silvio Rodriguez, I guess, is what I've been listening to.
All right.
Thanks so much. We appreciate your time. If people have concerns and need to report something to you, what's the best way to do it?
651-296-3353. Or go to the website ag.state.mn.us.
That's Minnesota.
We love hearing from people.
That's Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is the Friday Morning Show. It's KAXE, KBXE.